Welcome to Visual Eyes, the podcast powered by Visuals by Momo.
Join us as we unlock video marketing secrets, provide insights, tips, and behind-the-scenes wisdom.
Tune in, subscribe, and elevate your business with the power of video. Thank you for joining us. We're here to talk about video marketing and adding video to your strategy. So today we're going to talk a little bit more about post-production, also known as editing, when we can actually create the video on our software. What goes into creating the video? We already got the planning done. We already got the filming. We have the footage. We have the audio. Everything is ready to go. Now what's next?
The magic.
The magic. I like that.
We call the post-production stage is the magic. Where is the magic happen?
So I like that. Now we can take hours of footage.
Yes.
And narrow it down to 15 seconds.
Right.
1 minute, five minutes, whatever we need to cut it down to.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of steps that happen in this stage. And there's a lot of re-watching the content.
Right.
Over and over and over again.
And repeat the same part again and again and again and again.
So in a recent project that we just had, I was trying to create the story, and all we had was interviews. It was over 3 hours worth of interviewing. And there was, if I remember correctly, 12 interviewees.
Right.
That's a lot of things to try to narrow down. Like, I had to go through it. I think I watched the 3 hours 3 times.
Minimum, yeah.
To cut down, I think the first stage that I got it down to was like 45 minutes. So I went from 3 hours to 45 minutes. And then the second round, I had to watch it again twice and go, okay, these are the best shots. And I got it down to 7 minutes. And from there, I was able to take those and start putting together the actual story. Like, here are the best clips. Here's the best audio. Here's the best reactions from people. So now I'm just thinking of this one project. I put in over 20 hours worth of my time already, and that's just to narrow it down. That's a lot of time that we put into creating the magic, as you say.
Right. Magic is not easy.
No, it's not. Otherwise, everybody would do it.
Right, and it also needs a talent. It's not just technical, how to use the platform or how to build the story. It's talent.
So it'd be super helpful if we had that pre-production step to have a better storyboard to make it easier and take less time in this editing process to really pull in the magic.
Why we call it the magic, why we call the edit is the magic, because it frames the whole project. It creates the feel, the final feel.
So what you're saying is that it incorporates everything that we have just done over the course.
Right, because you add the footage to the interview, to the music, and if it's all matched, if it's all good, if it's all helping the same message and feel you want to deliver, it will be very impactful. And that's why here, me personally, when I am editing the footage with a music, I try to cut with the beat of the music, so your ears with your eyes with your feelings all working together, so it's very impactful than just cutting anywhere, anyway.
So you're using the senses, the audio, and the sight in conjunction with each other so that it actually has a deeper impact and a deeper feel.
It is a theory in production that more senses you affect, more impact you get.
That makes sense. Because, you're going to see and hear and feel.
And read. And sometimes we give the emotion of a smell. You're not going to smell something, but you feel like smell. From that scene with the burger on the fire with the smoke, very close and slow motion, you will...
You're making me hungry.
That's how I can...
But that actually makes a lot of sense, because now that you're talking about that, you are putting together an entire sensory overload. And like I just said, like, you were just even explaining it, and I'm already starting to like drool because I'm hungry. I'm like, I want a burger now. Like, yeah.
Yeah, so yes, more senses you affect, more impact you get.
So when you're doing the editing, or one of our team is doing the editing, what do we do differently, or how do we do some of this editing and adding layers to make that a possible?
First thing is, as I mentioned, I match the script with the visual, what you're seeing with what you're hearing with the music, to impact more. Also, the color grading stage is not everybody does or everybody do. And I was just filming with someone a couple days ago, and she was like, you will color grade the footage. I don't know what is the color grading does to the footage, but I know you're good at it and you will do it.
Yeah, so that was a good day, actually. Yeah.
When we film, we film in flat image. That means, I don't want to go deep in that.
Well, we don't have to give a full explanation. Some people might call it raw. Some people might call it flat image.
Or log.
Basically, what it is a...
It's a different way how the camera sees the light and the image that gives us the chance or the availability to control more details in the edit.
Mm-hmm.
And add the theme or the look we want to add comfortably without affecting the resolution or the quality.
So if we think about it this way, most... For our business, we do this in cinematic format. So we're actually doing it like a big budget movie, that we're capturing this in that raw format log and being able to completely control the mood, the reactions that people are going to have when they're watching the movie. So like,
I would say color grading is that creating or designing the filter we add to the footage. Everybody has filters on their phones and they understand what filter is.
Yeah, filters are very good understanding.
Grading is creating a specific filter to match you and your brand and your theme to make it more impactful. That's what is color grading, and it gives the image, like, it's more crisp and more lit. The camera sees better in that mode.
The individual that you were talking about, as she was leaving, you asked her what specific type of color grading she might want, and she said warm.
Right. She was very creative and smart, and she gave me the answer I was looking for, because some other people, they don't understand this question and what feels or what mood is, and they ask me to show me samples.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I ask them, you show me samples of a scene in a movie you did like or you want to look like, so I can match it.
How important is getting that information ahead of time?
I would say getting this information before filming is important.
So it's a part of going back to that strategic planning.
Exactly.
Okay.
We did talk about in the pre-production, we create the mood and the feel, and that's part of the mood and the feel. Because, as you mentioned, she said, I want it warm, not cold.
Yeah, not so cool, yeah.
Right, here she is, she's describing a feel, right? Not something visual.
Yeah, she's creating a mood and a emotion with this coloring filter.
Right, so here I have to create that filter to give the feeling of warm weather, not cold atmosphere.
So with color grading, there's a lot of amazing options that you can do. Like you could change a shirt color only.
Right.
Versus, you know, when you just put a filter on your phone, it changes the whole image. It's not just one specific area in the film. It's everything.
You need to use professional platforms for editing if you want to control that much. You want to control one color or one piece or one person or that much details. You need professional editing platform.
Yeah. You mentioned earlier that you put the music to the clips, like you cut on the beat.
Right.
Do you want to talk about our music composer?
I was just going to say, or create the music to match the scenes.
I think.
And that what happens in big movies.
Yeah, they know they have the scene first, and then they make the music
matching
work
the scene
in that scene. Sometimes it's a song, and sometimes it's completely composed music.
Why you think in big movies they do it that way and they need to match the music with the scene and the scene with the music? Why they do that? They don't just choose any music and put it on any footage and it's a movie.
Well, they're trying to actually invoke a emotional response. They're trying to pull you in to that scene. Like they need you to feel something. And that's what we do. That is why we're creating these videos in the manner that we do. It's not just grabbing an audio and putting a filter on it and slapping it out on social media, which that could take minutes or hour, you know, maybe an hour, whatever it might take to make that happen. But because we're doing it professionally and we're doing it in a cinematic way and using professional software, it takes time. It is not a rush through.
And why all of this? To get the most result we can behind this video or this product.
It gives the most impact for your business.
Right.
It gives you a chance to connect with your audience on a deeper level. They get to understand who you are. That's why big brands spend millions of dollars
on marketing and video marketing.
On video marketing. And they put a ton into advertisements. And those videos can be as short as 10 seconds long. But it looks amazing. And you feel it. And you connect with it. Because of all of the stages that go into this.
I remember when we asked one of the people we worked with about why they are creating those videos for their website. And he said, those videos are going to create no like and trust with my audience even before they contact me or work with me. And I really loved the answer. That's really true. It will build with time. It will build no like and trust aspects between us and our friends, our families, our clients, our audience.
Well, as a business owner myself, I can be only so many places. And having a video on our website that they can actually watch and get to know me, get to know the business, you know, even these podcasts, you know, all of this information, it's building that know, like, and trust factor.
Especially after COVID and everything went digital and with videos, it's more effective now than before.
It's so much more important nowadays, like you said, after COVID, to have that digital presence. Like, we really shifted. And if I remember the statistics, video was like 50% or 60% before COVID, and now it's 80, 90%. Today, it's insane.
Today, people don't exchange phone numbers. They exchange profile. Yeah. Their Instagram social media profile.
Like, what's your Instagram?
Yeah, and not I'm your like, phone like, number.
Right? I don't need your phone number. Just give me your Instagram.
It's all digital now.
Everything is like, I'll even be at a networking event and people will be like, hey, let's add each other on LinkedIn. And I like that. Because it is the the platform that I prefer to be on.
As a business owner, yes.
As a business owner. But it's interesting. It's not my phone number. It's not anything else. It's, here's my LinkedIn.
Yes, profile. And people text each other on those social media platforms, correct. not text message with, like, using phone numbers.
Yeah. So, heading back over to a little bit more into the post-production. So there is something in our software called layers. And so there are multitude of different layers. You have the voice, you have the music. So you have the voiceover, you have the music, you have the interviews, depending on if it, you know, we actually captured interviews. That's just on the audio side. Now, on the video side, there's even potentially more.
Right.
Because on the video side, you have the video and you may have B-roll and you may have other adjustment layers. And we're not going to go deep into adjustment layers, but they can allow you the functionality to change the scene without having to change the actual clip in its whole. Which is kind of nice because if you need to revert and go back, it's easier to remove that adjustment layer than to have to start over. Then there's also motion graphics and special effects. And those are all different types of layers that we can add to enhance the video. What do you think the impact of adding that brings to building the magic?
So adding the motion graphics and graphics to the image, it's more entertaining. It's more entertaining. So you always, there is motion, there is something, movement. You're reading something. So your eyes working, you're not, your brain is working, you're not getting bored. So it's more entertaining. It attracts the person more to keep watching more of the video. Also, how we use it, or me and my team use those, we use them for branding purposes. So I add the logo, I add some motions and 3D to the logo, so it attracts you and you will remember it when you see it again, because it's different, there is motion, it's 3D, so it's a scene itself. Also with the subtitles, or with the lower thirds. The lower thirds is the name of the person and their titles.
When they're talking.
Right. I use the branding color of their company with their names. So you're still seeing their colors. You're still seeing their logo. You're still seeing their brand. So it's just building their brand in your brain.
So when you see red, you know, or remember that company.
Now, what you remember when I say red?
Target.
All right.
Target's the first one that comes to my mind.
No, but I remember Coca-Cola.
Yes, Coca-Cola is also another very
red
established brand that's actually using red.
Right.
So, yeah. So when you're adding in the lower thirds or the motion graphics, and we add specifically those colors, I mean, that's a multitude of extra hours that we put in to making sure it feels
right
and pulls the right emotion
and help.
And it's on the company's brand. Right. So that's one thing that we really take care in. Like, we really want to make sure that the client, the customer, is really getting the most out of their video. Not just something to post, but something impactful.
I remember that story. I had was working with a brand and was working with some educational videos about the brand. And one of my team did the title of the video in a square, so to make it like pop up more. So he highlighted it with a square. And then after reviewing the video and talking to the client and digging deep more, I found that their logo is a circle. So it would make more sense if we have this title in a circle with maybe the same color of their logo. And we did change that with agreeing with the client, and we did change the square to a circle.
You can also add logos into these lower thirds to the side. And so it's actually like, if you're working in collaboration with more than one company or an organization for, let's say, a nonprofit, you're still giving them credit to their own company and adding that little extra value and importance to the video right next to their name. There's a lot of steps that go into this, and we really take the time to dig deep into these layers and into what goes into it. Making sure we pick out the right music, make sure it lines up correctly, make sure it has an emotional impact so that the business can actually use it and use it properly. One of the most impactful videos I remember us doing was back in January of last year in 2023. We helped create 4 videos for an organization that dealt with something pretty emotional, like very hurtful to the community, because it involved losing a lot of different people. And the story we were able to tell through video made us cry, but also made us remember them in an impactful and important, valuable way. That's what we try to do at Visuals by Momo. So again, there is so much more we're going to unpack in future episodes, but thank you so much for joining Chris and Momo with Visual Eyes. One of the next episodes will have a special guest, so we'll dig a little bit more in how video impacts her business.